The United Kingdom officially left the European Union last month, and that means the UK has a lot to figure out, like its own immigration policies and its trading relationship with other countries. Our next guest has been thinking about that last point and has some ideas about what a good US-UK trade deal could look like. Representative Mike Gallagher is a Republican member of the U.S. House of Representatives. He represents the state's 8th Congressional District, which includes a section of northeastern Wisconsin and Green Bay. Representative Gallagher, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me. Glad to be with you.
For American and Wisconsin companies in particular doing business with the UK, what kind of time frame do you look at, a waiting period before we end up with a direct trade deal with the UK?
Well, I hope we don't waste any time. We have trade promotion authority, I believe, at least through 2021. There's a tendency in American politics to delay things until after an election, but I think that would be a mistake because I think we have a unique window here where both of our countries are eager for an agreement. And I think we have a broader opportunity to create really a gold standard trade agreement, one that really sets the standard for free and fair trade and incentivizes other countries down the road to join in. Just given the makeup of our economies, given our history of shared values and cooperation, it makes a ton of sense. Both President Trump and Prime Minister Johnson have both expressed interest in such a deal, but the biggest stumbling block to getting that done or even starting the debate is going to be getting an agreement on the future of the internet infrastructure in both our countries and specifically whether we should allow telecommunications companies like Huawei, which have close ties to the Chinese Communist Party, to compete for the future of the internet. We currently have a massive disagreement with our close allies and friends in the UK on that issue, and we are going to have to resolve that issue first and foremost before moving forward.
You wrote about this recently in the Wall Street Journal, and yeah, you devoted a lot of attention to this issue of Huawei being part of the 5G network in the UK. Expand on that a little. Why should Americans be worried about who's providing 5G in the UK?
The specific concern with Huawei and other Chinese telecommunication companies like ZTE is that they are effectively controlled by the Chinese Communist Party. And if the Chinese Communist Party controls your internet, it controls all of your data, your information. You have no assurances that anything you send online is going to be secure. And ultimately, it builds a backdoor into our networks that might potentially allow the Chinese to shut down infrastructure or networks in the future should, God forbid, we get into a heated kinetic dispute with them. And so there's a counterintelligence concern. There's a security concern. But there's also a bigger concern about if we allow Chinese companies that receive massive subsidies and are from the Chinese government and are thereby able to undercut their Western competitors to the tune of 30%, if we allow them to win this competition, then they're going to drive all their competitors out of business. They're going to dominate and monopolize the global telecommunications market. And we won't have any non-Chinese alternatives when it comes to building 6G and beyond. So the stakes could really not be higher, both economically and in terms of national security. And we've had multiple reports, both open source and otherwise, confirming what is most obvious, which is to say these companies are effectively appendages of General Secretary Xi Jinping and the Chinese Communist Party.
Before we move away from the Huawei part of the story, is that something that we should just be negotiating, you know, between intelligence agencies and national security people? Should we let it stand in the way of a trade deal or flipping it around? Should we be using a trade deal as leverage to make this change?
Well, I actually think it's both, right? I think given our intelligence sharing partnership, the UK is part of what's called our Five Eyes Alliance, the four other allies with whom we share the most information and a ton of intelligence. Given that history, given that operational relationship, we should be making the case more aggressively to our UK partners that if we want that intelligence relationship to continue, we're going to have to resolve this disagreement. But simultaneously, I do think we should use the desire for a trade agreement in the UK as leverage to bring the Brits to our position. Now, there's a lot of different reasons, I think, behind Boris Johnson's decision to allow Huawei to compete in their 5G infrastructure. But I think part of it is just bound up in that overall insecurity, economic insecurity of what does a post-Brexit UK look like? And so I think by saying, hey, if you agree with us on this issue, we stand ready to forge a gold standard trade agreement. We kind of get the best of both worlds. We resolve the dispute, but we also resolve some of the ongoing economic insecurity that may be driving this decision in the UK right now.
Talking to Representative Mike Gallagher about a possible trade deal with the U.S. and the U.K. in a post-Brexit world. Representative Gallagher, what are some of the key things you'd like to see then in that trade deal itself if we can work past that Huawei issue?
Well, I think we have an opportunity to build on some of the successes that we saw in the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement, but also correct some of its deficiencies. So I think the starting point for every gold standard trade agreement should be the complete elimination of all tariffs and quotas. As with previous trade agreements, tariff reductions could be phased in over a number of years in sensitive areas, but the goal should be to remove them completely in less than a decade. Another interesting idea, I think, would be to have something akin to, you know, how global entry or TSA pre-check works. The idea would be to make it easier for shippers that are cleared to move cargo through points of entry via a pre-approval process so that it's easier for us to ship goods back and forth from the United States to the United Kingdom. I lay out a few other things, but the other thing I'd note, two other things I'd note is we should have a provision that allows other countries that see our gold standard and really want to abide by those high criteria, an easy docking provision that allows them to join the agreement. And finally, in contrast to USMCA, I think we should not have any sunset clause on the agreement. Putting an arbitrary end to the agreement creates uncertainty. It deters trade and investment. So there's just a few ideas there that hopefully will start a broader discussion about, you know, what is the gold standard for a free and fair trade agreement that advantages Wisconsin workers and allows them to do more business with UK companies.
I talked to a Wisconsin trade official not too long ago who pointed out that we export a lot of manufacturing goods to the UK. They're one of our big customers there. They're not one of our top customers when it comes to agriculture. Do you see room for growth for agricultural products from Wisconsin and the rest of the U.S. to a trading partner like the United Kingdom?
I do. Now, obviously, this gets very complicated. Like us, the UK has a lot of domestic industries that it wants to make sure it isn't disadvantaging or protecting. But I think, again, if you resolve a lot of these disputes and if you strive to get towards that ideal of a level playing field, given how advanced both of our economies are, for example, given that we're both leaders when it comes to financial services, we run trade surpluses when it comes to financial services, I really do think we have an opportunity to break down some barriers. In any situation in which we allow Wisconsin farmers to sell more dairy or soybeans or whatever it is to foreign countries is a good scenario, because the fact is 96% of the world's customers are outside of the United States. So you need to have more than just a domestic market, and we need to constantly be clawing to open market share in countries that are pretty protectionist right now. That was actually one of the best provisions of USMCA. It convinced the Canadians to start opening up some of their dairy protectionist measures, and hopefully that will, over time, allow Wisconsin producers and farmers more access to that market.
Representative Gallagher, thanks a lot for taking the time today.
Thank you.
That's Representative Mike Gallagher, a member of Congress representing Wisconsin's 8th Congressional District. He was with us today to talk about what he wants to see out of a trade deal between the U.S. and the U.K. now that the country has left the European Union.